Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. We are on the phone with Alexia De Vito, the head of New Cinema Network in Rome, a couple of days before the beginning of the market. Hello, Alexia, how are you?
Hi, and hi to everybody. We're good, we're hardly working, and I would like to thank you for this chance to talk about the New Cinema Network, which is the co-production market of the new MIA, the international market for the audiovisual industry in Rome. What we do is actually to select a bunch of projects in the development phase. This year we are going to present 30 projects selected by a selection committee of high profile. This year we have had the collaboration of the Sundance Institute, of the head of Hanle Films, and from the director general of the MIBAC to the Ministry of Culture in Italy. They have selected these 30 projects, which will be presented to a parterre of international producers, and we hope that we can find someone interested in co-producing and having partnerships with those selected projects.
Listen, do you have any kind of pre-decided criteria in terms of selecting the projects you want to include?
Well, as always, the basic criterion is the quality of the project. So the commissioners who are selecting the projects just have a look at how good they are, how good the stories they are, because this is the main and the most important element. But of course, since we are an international viable market, we try to find also good viable projects for the international industry. So we try to select projects that are particularly right for the market in several and different countries, which doesn't mean actually that they have to be, what we used to call the Euro padding. No, when you have like one Spanish character, one French character, and one character from the UK, and this is like an international co-production. Actually, what we found out is that often the stories that travel better in the international audience are the more local ones. I can remember we have had the chance to host the Fabio Mollo's project 3 years ago, more or less, which was Il Sud Niente, South is Nothing, which was a very fortunate project, and it was a very local story from the south of Italy, and it went very well. So I think that criteria may vary, but quality and the international structure of the project are the main ones.
Listen, Alexia, the co-production markets are a very consolidated reality in any European big festival. And what is, for you, their major, most important function?
Well, I think that, the co-production markets are still very important to the talents and also to the industry, because they offer a very good platform in terms of matchmaking and in finding the good partners for each project. And the producer themselves, they rely on us on the, let's say, on the consolidated markets. Also to find for them, let's say, a good roster of projects in which they can maybe invest, because the funds are not that much high, especially when we speak about development phase. So I think that also, we have this important award assigned by Eurimage, which is the Eurimage Co-Production Development Award, which is 20,000 euros that go to the best project presented in NCN. And it's an award that is assigned also in other co-production markets. And it is so important to the producers and also to the talents, because it's development money, which is something so rare. So I think that in terms of support, the co-production markets are still very important tool that the industry and the talents can use.
And is there any kind of competition between them all? I mean, between you and the AFM and the Mercedes Filming,
well,
Canada, or whatever?
we always have tried, and I think that we succeeded, to work in cooperation instead that to have any kind of competition. And it actually works very well because I, as an MCN, have lots of partnerships, of long-term partnerships with the main European and not only European co-production events, like we have partnerships with the Cine Fondation L'Atelier de Cannes, with the PFM in London, with the Cinemart, which is actually maybe the oldest co-production event in Europe, with the CineLink in Sarajevo. And it's also thanks to them that we find our projects, and it works also vice versa, because we work in synergy in trying to offer to the projects in development all the occasions and the tools to finalize their structure. So it often happens that a project that I meet maybe in Cinemark in January, which is not that farther ahead in the development stage, and then I invite them to complete their path here in Rome because they are still trying to close their structure. So I think that it is something that can work very well. I mean, the synergy is something that I found very useful in all these 10 years, and it worked. So I don't really see the competition. I instead see the synergy and the cooperation.
Okay, that's very nice to hear, actually. And I'm really glad to have you here with us. Thanks a lot for your time. It was Alexia
Thank
De Vito
you.
From the New Cinema Network, and I am Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio from the Rome Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.